mal richtig mit Schwung und Mumm raus und einfach mal zeigen, wir sind nicht... Holla! Das gibt's doch gar nicht. Unfassbar.
All right, any guesses as to what that was?
German?
Something in the German league with someone getting someone.
Well, no, it would be during the Olympics, right?
Oh, was it
it's on YouTube, so it's not live.
I assumed it was just some like old clip of like when Mike Modano got dropped by an ambulance, something like that.
Oh, I don't know that story.
Oh, have you not seen he's in a stretcher? He gets laid out by Marc Messier, and then they're stretching him off, and they drop the stretcher.
Oh no!
Have you not seen this? Oh my god, okay, hang on.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six.
Are you counting down the countdown?
Five, four,
like at
three,
one, you're gonna start
two,
the countdown?
One. Hit it, Dylan.
Three. Two.
One.
Do, 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 do.
John Cena.
Okay. After last week's incredible production performance, and I know you guys all think we're professional podcasters, but I forgot all the adapters at church, so there's no soundboard this week.
Boo. Is this the intro to the podcast? I thought it started differently usually.
Well,
you're like, hey, welcome to the winter is coming, blah, blah, blah.
That's coming up.
This is where we... oh, okay.
We have to do the intro to the intro, Greg.
First, we have to explain why there's no just
soundboard anymore. We regressed in our technology.
Yeah. Exactly.
We lost sponsorship.
Although, there is a sponsor in the works, so stay tuned for that. It's
your mom.
My mom. It's a legitimate business that might be interested in sponsoring us, but I digress.
This is even news to me.
Have they heard the podcast?
I don't Probably think not. So, but they have heard from my friend. So stay tuned.
Wait, is this sponsorship just one person donating to your Patreon?
No.
I'd take it.
That counts.
He's a sponsor.
Well, anyways, those two lovely people you hear on the other line are Derek and Greg, both recurring guests on the Winter is Coming podcast, which is the podcast you're listening to right now, starring Alex and Dylan, a.k.a. also
Hello.
Named Yellow Swag and Brock Lobster, a.k.a. two people that both lost to Nick 2, apparently.
Ugh, let's not make that a club.
I like to propose, Greg, you're the commissioner. Is there like an asterisk, like column, like wins, but not really wins?
What, against you guys?
Well, the thing is, I don't think Nick 2 should get the credit for the win. Like, I want him to get the 3 points or whatever he gets from winning. But.
Oh, are you trying to asterisk like early season wins against Nick 2 when he like wasn't playing his players?
I just want
and stuff?
The win that happened this week, more so my loss, to be like countless against me.
Stricken from the record.
It existed. It's much like...
No, this is an albatross that you will hang around your neck for
Austin
all time.
Austin Matthews and James Neal. I feel that's not fair.
We're all lost players.
It's not fair.
It's not fair.
Okay, if a boxer loses both his arms, is he still allowed to box?
If a boxer loses both his arms and then decides to keep going with the boxing fight, that's on him.
But in this scenario, though, like the boxing fighter has an option of leaving, but I don't
boxer.
Have an option of leaving the league.
Name's a boxer.
I'm contractually obligated to play out the season.
This is
the contract.
Okay, but on the other hand, or fist, the boxer doesn't have the...
I have no arms.
The boxer... A knee or a leg.
On the other knee, the boxer doesn't have the option of picking up another arm.
There's only
on the
one
waiver wire
IR slot for my arms. This analogy is
so
slowly falling apart.
Slot?
I think we've lost the thread on this.
Well, I mean, I think that's as good a time as any. It's Sunday night of February 25th. We just saw the Canucks win against the Arizona Coyotes.
Hold on a second. Are we going to tell everybody what the sound was
right at the episode? This thing. Thank you, Dylan, for making sure we stay on track here. The beginning sound clip, for those who are interested, is a clip from the KHL where a Zamboni was in reverse and ran over players that and a newscaster that were doing their post-game interview. which my friend Tony points out a really good potential market. Zambonis don't have mirrors.
Hey, we
this
should get
how many Zambonis go in reverse.
Yeah,
we should get branded Zamboni mirrors. We should get branded Zamboni mirrors.
At the very least, they should have that like backup beep,
the backup
that big trucks have.
Yeah.
Okay, one second here. I think we should all start a band and call it the Branded Zamboni Mirrors.
That's a terrible name.
That's a not the all backup right. Zambonis.
That's awful.
The backup Zambonis.
The backup Zambonis
is
a great. That's a
we'll
good.
Just do,
that's a good like album name.
That's a good album. Backup it's also Zambonis. Like a good name for like a tragically hip cover band.
The backup Zambonis.
Nice. I have no reason to think this, and no data to back this up. But I have a feeling that all Zamboni drivers also play goalie in their rec leagues. Like none of them are forwards or anything like that. They're all just goalies. Just
painting a broad brush across all Zamboni drivers.
They're all equipment managers.
How do you think they get their pads home?
Oh yeah.
They need to.
Being a goalie must suck for rec league, don't you think? I don't know. None of us play hockey, so that's.
I mean, Greg, they get
Greg
to play
plays
for
hockey.
Free.
Oh.
Not really.
Sorry, what's this about playing for free?
Played.
Yeah, goalies play for free.
Because nobody wants to do it, and it's expensive to buy pads.
Because, one, it's expensive to buy pads, and you have to be a crazy person.
Also, you have to own a Zamboni.
Yeah, it's tough. You can't play without goalies. Like, you can play if you're down a couple players, forwards and stuff. You just play with a short bench, but without goalies, the games don't happen. So in most rec leagues, if, like, your goalie can't play, there's, like, a call list you can go, and then the goalie just comes out, and they usually don't have to pay for like the league dues and stuff.
I did not know that.
The more we
the
know,
the more you know.
And the more you know, I lost 8-4 to Yolo Swag Swahili. He had a crazy Victor Arvidsson, a nice 4-goal week. Dylan, I blame that one on you.
Oh boy, I'd hate to.
Connor McDavid. So here's what happens when you have your two best players in Arvidsson and McDavid. McDavid has a goal and 4 assists. Meanwhile, Austin Matthews is on the IR and had 1 goal this week, and I'm really sad. Jonathan Toews seems to have picked up Brandon Saad's shooting woes. He had 12 shots on goal this week and 0 goals. Although, man. I will say, having a Chicago tandem of Alex DeBrincat and Jonathan Toews has not been a good strategy. So my one,
the dynasty is dead.
I picked up Dion Phaneuf after his trade.
And then what happened?
He
scored a goal.
Oh, you picked up after the two goals though. So you played him for the games.
Yeah,
he didn't score.
So basically all I got was a -3.
Right. Cause cool. You had never seen Dion Phaneuf play before.
I have NHL 04, so he's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, I think Vinny LeCavalier is available too in this league. Are you going to pick him up?
You can get Todd Bertuzzi as a steal.
Well, there's another Bertuzzi that's in the league, isn't there? That I saw?
There
Tyler
is.
Bertuzzi. Tyler Bertuzzi, I think. He's on the Islanders?
No, he
and
plays
I
for
think
the Avalanche.
Todd's son is being drafted.
Or is that Bertuzzo?
Bertuzzo's a different guy.
No, it's
there's a Bertuzzo. There is a Bertuzzi, and then I think Todd Bertuzzi's son's getting drafted either this year
That's
or next
crazy.
Year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The West Coast Express never dies, as they say. And speaking of never dying, Greg, you beat, I don't know how that was the transition.
Nope, you're gonna live forever. You heard it here first.
Greg and Derek, you guys played each other this week.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I threw the win away.
Why don't you tell us what kind of take us through it here?
So yeah, Greg picked up a 7-4 win. I had a chance at goal, and I was like, okay, I want to pick up a win. And I was like, oh, I'll pick up Carey Lettinen because I need a goalie because Carey Price is injured and has also been terrible. So I was like, okay, he's playing Winnipeg. They're in a back-to-back. It might be a good risk. And he gave up 4 goals in 2 periods. So I lost both those categories. So that was good. But pretty close overall. Greg went a block. We tied in goals. And I was like, oh, I have Nathan MacKinnon, 4 power play points. And then I forgot he had Rantanen. So he was also getting power play points. So it didn't matter. Yeah.
A lot of our points canceled each other out when we have players on the same line.
Yeah. It's kind of like, oh, it doesn't matter what happens here.
I see that you have Clayton Keller on your team. And I think from our second episode with Greg, where he did the first episode with Greg, rather, where we had him do an oral history, I remember him giving a shout out to Clayton Keller because he was.
Oh, yeah.
He called out Clayton Keller.
I called him out. He had a hot start and he started to fade. And then, how
did he end up on Derek's team?
Hopefully. Well, he didn't listen to my call out and didn't improve, so I dropped him.
And he.
So there you go, guys. Your callouts, they do not matter.
So I will say I'm...
Everybody listens to this,
exactly,
though.
Including...
Apparently not Clayton Keller.
I'm secretly a Philadelphia Flyers fan.
And, why?
I liked orange.
I guess...
Good as reason as any.
Runner.
Yeah.
I will say, okay.
Yeah, and, it was that or the Oilers, and you chose
right. I'm a huge Chris Pronger fan, is what it is, really.
Okay, why?
Because he's awesome. Are you serious?
Chris Pronger?
Yeah.
The guy who stepped on Ryan Kesler.
Fair enough. He's also the guy who dragged multiple teams to the Cup Finals.
That's the part that I think really gets to me. Like, I would love to be the guy. Like, okay, I played ball hockey.
I don't like his small feet.
His tiny feet.
Do you have small feet? Is that a thing?
I think so, yeah.
He's like size 9 feet, and he's like 6 foot 5.
How does he not fall over?
That's why he had to retire, let's all say his feet were getting smaller as he was
on
playing.
On the count of 3. 1, 2, 3. 10.5.
Wait, what?
3. 10.5. I mean 12. It's...
Derek?
Oh, what were we doing? Shoe size? Yeah. I didn't hear the question. 9, 9.5.
Oh, we all have bigger feet than
inches.
Hey.
Wait, is that? I don't know what.
Me and Fergie are having a shoe swap. Yeah. Shoe swap.
Yeah, shoe swap. But Chris, we all have bigger feet than Chris Pronger. What I was getting at. But when I played intramural ball hockey in university, I really wanted to be like Chris Pronger. Like, yeah.
Oh God.
So you start
your face, you know, be the
you gave people lots of concussions.
The defenseman that carries people.
Demanded a trade
to the playoffs.
Demanded a trade.
And
you were on long-term injury reserve for so long because you couldn't retire because of cap reasons, and you switched teams.
Have you heard the
so
story?
So you're working for your own league while you're playing for them?
Have you heard the story? Like, they didn't know the 35-plus rule was a thing when they signed up to that deal.
Oh, jeez.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I heard that.
No, okay, but my point being is I see that you have Provorov on your team.
Provorov.
And Provorov. Such a hard name. He's awesome. He's great.
He's doing really well. Yeah.
I just wanted to give a shout out for you, for your team. Ivan Provorov.
Well, it's not going to work either way.
He's like 20. And defensemen shouldn't be good at 20.
Yeah.
Let alone.
Oh, he was like a high draft pick. And
was he?
He's been doing really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Even this team I'm secretly a fan of, I don't know much about. And also you have the perhaps a kind of a foreshadow to earlier to later on the episode, the number one pick of the Derek Steven draft, Derek Steven. But we'll explain what that means a little later, I guess. Babies Got Backlund beat Semmonstein's 9-2, so Semmonstein's will now be the flat line at the bottom of the chart, Dylan.
Yeah.
If we ever get a chart.
If it ever exists.
Justin does have the current hot commodity that a lot of like fantasy hockey blogs are talking about, and Derek Brassard, who just got traded to Pittsburgh. But he's on his bench, so
why is he going to be good now that he's in Pittsburgh? I don't understand.
Scores goals and presumably,
I guess playing with Kessel and Gensel. But
I don't know. I mean, he'd probably play that Matt Cullen role, right? That they had last year.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. So, can we expect a Pittsburgh Stanley Cup again this year?
I mean, how fun is Pittsburgh versus
you can
Lightning
never
movie?
You can't count them
you
out.
You can never you count can. Them out.
You know, Pittsburgh versus Lightning. Who do you got in that?
The problem
I would take Pittsburgh, to be honest.
Pittsburgh doesn't have a good backup to fall.
So, you know, oh, so when Matt Murray starts to like falter,
right? You can't throw Fleury in there to win you a series. True. You've got Tristan Jarry.
Jarry.
Yeah, but maybe Tristan Jarry is the new
Matt Murray.
Matt Murray.
I mean, it could happen.
They have similar names. It could happen.
Murray Jarry.
I mean, I have a similar name to Alexander McGillney, and I didn't do very well, so yeah,
that's true.
Interesting.
you didn't even get drafted.
You are the king of rhyming names.
I am. Justin also has Ryan McDonagh, who may or may not get traded pretty soon here,
which
is crazy. I don't know why all of a sudden these franchise defensemen are getting shopped and traded, but I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about that a little later.
It's because the teams they were on aren't very good.
I guess, but I don't know what you're going
to... We'll talk about that, but yeah.
But just a quick note about Paul's team. He did have Dustin Byfuglien, 1 goal, 5 assists this week. Pretty good. Sean Monahan, 11 shots and goal, but unlike Jonathan Toews, he actually knows how to score a couple, so I'm not salty about that.
I can taste
also,
the salt.
Also, Yoleswag losing 4-6 to Brock Lobster, which will surely be a pretty heavy shot to his playoff chances. He went on a kind of a nice roll from about second last in the league to, I think he was.
Yeah, he's going to have a nice curve in the middle of his ranking at the end of the year. It went
Ovechkin
up and then it went back
shots?
Down.
Holy 20,
oh my gosh, Ovechkin.
Ovechkin had 28 shots.
Steve in the group asked, could Ovechkin get 100 points? I thought I had the best response. Of course, the season isn't over yet. Anybody can get 100 points. Okay. By the way, guys.
Technically, anybody can.
So clearly you guys found that response hilarious. In the future, could you just write an LOL in the group or something like that? Like, I never know if my jokes land or anything like that. It's not fair. All I do is get roasted by Steve, and it's just the worst thing in the world. All I want is his respect.
Well, at least he got roasted. Well, at least he wasn't like Nick too, got roasted by everyone, including Steve.
Dylan did the smart thing, a little creative GMing, put everyone on his bench today, or all the goalies, sorry, on the bench.
It didn't really work out for me since March.
It didn't matter.
Only let in one goal. So here's one thing for those of you who are in Yahoo pools: if you have a like three starts rule for your goalies.
Oh, I can't believe you don't understand this. It's an appearance.
It's not actually three starts. It's three appearances.
Three appearances.
Excuse me, I do understand this now. I am saying it now as I understand it.
Okay.
In week 19, I am saying this now, okay?
Of fantasy
hockey. Oh, you're like fifth year playing the pool.
Have I brought this up before?
No, but have you not noticed it before?
I guess it's never affected me until today.
I guess we're in Roto. I guess we play Roto. You don't notice the one game.
Yes,
but
a goalie game play also does not necessarily mean a
any
start.
Any game counted as 1 second.
And it doesn't have to be 60 consecutive minutes either.
Wow,
All right. I thought I was giving some people some advice, but apparently all I'm doing is putting myself in a position to get insulted.
Yeah, pretty much.
Welcome to our group.
Well, I mean, that's what, I mean, I guess Megan excluded, but that's what male friendships are all about, though. You just roast each other.
One-upsmanship.
I don't know. Megan seems to roast us quite a bit. So
that's a good point. Brent's behind.
But then she says nice things to me, and I feel really like, I feel bad.
Sorry, Dylan. We all do. Brent's behind, winning 6-5 against I'm Brentman. Whoa, he changed his name. That is so good.
He did
good.
Change his name. Yeah. God damn.
Abby, so good. Major props to you. Shout out and bonus points. I don't know. You win the name game this week.
Take that, So-So
take
Stevens.
That, So-So Stevens.
That was fun.
That was last
funny.
Week.
Funny.
He won it last week.
damn it.
Brent's behind an awesome 7 assists from Mr. Mark Stone, including 3 games in a row where he had 2 assists. That's crazy. I don't think I've ever seen.
Who is he assisting? Like, who's scoring the goals in Ottawa?
I don't know.
I think it's Duchesne? Exclusively Duchesne and Hoffman.
They've got one line.
Yeah.
It's kind of incredible that they traded for, like, one of the biggest players this season that was like, oh, it's on the trading block. And now it's just like, well, let's get rid of everybody else.
Get rid of Erik Karlsson.
Yeah. And on I'm Brentman's side, I guess you got Patrick Laine with 4 goals, 1 assist. Rickard Rackel had a
so close.
Richard Rackel.
Rickard Rackel.
What did I say?
Rickard Rackel.
Not.
That's a beer, isn't that? Isn't that like
Rickards. It is a beer?
It's Rickard's Rackel.
Rickard's Rackles.
Rickard's Rackel. It's their new sour.
It's the most fun name in
hockey.
Throw
an orange slice on that baby.
I always had fun saying Leon Draisaitl and Rickard Rackel. So
it is fun to mispronounce things.
So I'm Brentman also has not only the best team names but the best player names in the league. But
this week.
Well,
this week.
In general, like Abby's a pretty good name too, I'd say.
How would you pronounce the player at the very bottom of Abby's team? The one that's on the bench, plays for LA?
Sorry, I just went to the next matchup. Let me see. The end of the bench that plays for LA. Tyler Toffoli. It's okay. I'm joking. I know it's Tyler Toffee. Beasts of New Haven beating the Godfellas 7-4 in the Battle of Uvic. Beasts of New Haven riding former senator, current Ranger Mika Zibanejad to a 0-0 and -5, but still won despite that.
Standout performance.
With 3 goals and a game-winning goal.
That's incredible.
He still has it.
Steven just like picks up the Sedins just so that he has that one magical week where one of them has like, you know, becomes a respectable hockey player for a few games. Yeah.
What do you guys think? As we're all Canucks fans, do we want the Sedins back next year?
Yeah.
One more year.
one more
what
year.
What if they ask for 3-year contracts?
No.
At what dollar amount?
5
even
a piece?
Still,
no, 3 years is too much.
Do you think they'll make a movie?
No.
No?
Like 6 seasons and a movie?
What? Wow.
No.
I thought that was like Coen Brothers
happily,
reference.
I would happily sign them like another year, $3 million each to play on the third line again. But like
man, a
more than 1 year commitment, they're gonna fall off a cliff even more so.
Yeah.
And we gotta make room
How
for
are they
young
37?
Players.
Something
yeah, they're like 37.
Like Eric Goodbranson.
Oh yeah. No. Oh, no. but like we've got Elias Pettersson coming, Gaudette's coming, Dahlin's coming. Like they should be on the team, if not next year, then the year after.
Right.
You got to make room for
Dahlin is coming.
Oh,
but
God,
could they not play that like that that Matt Sundin type role that we had like right before our previous peak?
Yeah, let's give him $10 million next year.
Give him $10 million for 1 year.
Yeah. We'll prorate it though, right?
It was only 8.3 it worked out to be, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
I just wonder, because, like, I mean, those guys are, you know, like, kind of similar situation. They're coming over from the SEL, and they're young, and I just think that, you know, we're not competing for anything next year. It would make sense to have them on the team.
Yeah, next year I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, longer than that, then they're taking up space from players that we need to get on the team.
Yeah.
And we need to get reps in. They need to play for us.
But I don't. I wouldn't want all these, like, young guys coming up without the Sedins on the team.
Well, sure. Like,
who's leading? I guess, yeah. Look, when you take them out, who's your veteran? Just, Horvat?
Just Vanek?
Well, I mean, well,
tomorrow they don't have.
Yeah.
So, nobody's coming back next season. He's coming back to play another season.
Only
with the Sedins. But with the Sedins.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, I'd trust Nick Dowd to be that veteran presence.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Sedins come back
Louis Erickson
for as many years as they want, but, like, then we have to get rid of all those guys that we signed, right? Gagné signed for two more years, Gagné. I think.
I don't mind Gagné for two more years. I think that's a good...
That signing's...
I like Gagné.
That's okay.
I
mean,
it hasn't been great, but yeah, it's not the
worst. I honestly don't even mind
Sutter.
We got
Erickson for four more years. Sutter for...
I don't like...
Three
Sutter
or four?
Sutter is three?
But Sutter as a third line center? What's wrong with that?
Nothing's wrong with it.
It's just that he's a third line center.
But he's being paid like a second.
We've got Bo, we've got Sutter, Dowd, Gagné, technically.
Salary cap's going up.
No. It's not a salary cap thing. It's a spots thing. We don't have room for seven centers on the team.
Mm.
Right? Pedersen's coming. He's a center. Gaudette's coming. He's a center.
Peterson plays
so do you just want to give these guys roles? Is that what you want?
Wing,
well, they need spots on the team in order to play.
But those guys are going to become wingers at the
NHL level. How often do we have every one of our players healthy for the entire
year? And who knows if they all pan out.
Well, they're not going to pan out. But, like, we have to have spots available for them to play.
They're not going to pan out.
So much pessimism.
Greg has lost.
Greg has lost his mind.
Like, all faith in the Canucks. He's so far away from Vancouver, and he just can't feel the love.
You're
anymore.
Right. The team that has finished in the bottom three the last two years running and is doing worse this year is on the upswing.
Just smile and nod, Greg. Close your eyes. It'll all be okay. Man.
And we won't even win the Calder this year. Silly.
Yeah, what do you have to say for yourself, Dylan?
He has both of them.
Yeah, I will. I mean, if you're going by teams. I should pick up... Oh, we can't trade anymore. Yeah. Trades are over.
You can't pick up Connor, or not Connor.
Keller.
Well, too bad. Give me Besser back then.
Or Kyle Connor. Is that who you're talking about? Kyle Connor?
McAvoy.
Yeah, Greg has Connor.
Yeah, I have Kyle Connor.
Last match of the week.
You know who drafted Kyle Connor?
You know who drafted Clayton Keller? Do you want to trade?
Actually, yeah.
Well, too bad we can't.
Last matchup of the week is Philipon Forsbergers against Tuten the Stall, Mark. Brent winning a handy 7-3. Right in hot rookie Matthew Tkachuk. Also not a rookie, I think, right?
This is his second year.
I know the name Matthew is a weird name, but...
Man.
Mike is his middle name.
Oh, really? Okay.
I don't know.
I don't think that's true.
Matthew doesn't have enough name, K's in it.
Matt Mike Tkachuk.
Mike Tkachuk.
Mark with the awesome performance by Roman Yossi. 1 goal, 5 assists. Yeah, I think... Brent going to make the playoffs at this rate. He's sitting in 7th. Nice little win for him there. I don't know. I think, Derek, you were kind of mentioning the group about playoff, kind of who's clinched, et cetera.
Yeah.
Are we kind of looking
at this
who's
point,
in the playoffs, like the current 8?
I think it's... Well, Kirk and Abby have a chance. I mean, the top 4, I think, are pretty much locked in. I haven't updated the standings obviously today.
You can say the top 5.
I could, but I don't want to.
But you would be lying.
I would be wrong. Yeah, I think I'm in a lot of danger, to be honest. I think I'm going to be an eighth after this week, so.
I hope so.
Fuck you. Oh, sorry, is this a G-rated podcast?
It's all right.
No, now it's explicit.
Put it out there.
Great.
That as commissioner, I am always open to bribes.
Why didn't you tell me that last year?
I'm still open to bribes.
Derek, just to give you an just answer your question, we're recording at sea, so we're
oh, international waters.
We're going to be okay from the explicit rating, but yeah. So swear away.
Oh, good. I don't want to lose. I don't want to lose your sponsor, whoever your sponsor is.
Mystery sponsor.
Man, if this comes through, it'd be so awesome. But I can't wait to launch the relegation league. Wait, do we have consolation rounds?
No, not officially.
Man. There's a playoff.
We could do them on paper.
I think.
Yeah, I think you get final rankings, but you do. Ranking. There's like a loser tree.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh.
Yeah, but not if you miss the playoffs.
Okay. No. Oh. Then you're done.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the point? Okay. I'm a little bit more sad than I was before. it's like I don't want to be in the playoffs.
You still have to pay attention. I still have to play podcast to host.
Freaking podcast.
Professional.
I
should we do the Derek and Steve
but
teams?
Be like, I'm the only one in this podcast that's not going to make the playoffs.
Well,
next week you can
say
get the other ones in.
You can win the playoffs of the podcast, like best podcaster.
I don't know.
I didn't agree to that.
Steve won that one too.
Oh, it's between him and Dylan, right? I agree to that.
Oh,
Steve will get that one too. You're right. Steve will win that one.
So or hey, wait, I will win that. You mean?
It could be Paul. Paul's got a podcast too.
Which kind of brings us into? Oh, right. Good point. Well, speaking of Steve and or Derek, so last week we kind of revealed in the group chat, Nick too, just not knowing who was who, and. You know, confusing Derek with Steve. So we've decided to have an all Derek or Steve team, right? A couple people mailed in. Kirk Anderson has a team. I can read out his team. But Greg, I saw your team. Wow.
It's a full lineup.
And you have a farm system, I think.
It didn't go quite to the farm team,
almost Derek's.
I have a 23-man roster and a coach.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Do you want to take us through your team?
Yeah, could you just take us through?
Sure. Do you want lines?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So head coach, John Stevens.
Right.
You did go that route.
Yes. Okay. First line, Derek Stepan, centering Steven Stamkos and Derek McKenzie.
Nice.
These are all fairly straightforward.
Yeah.
Not bending any rules here. Then we've got a second line, Derek Brassard, hot commodity.
Yeah.
This is where it starts to go a little creative.
Yeah.
Centering Rick Nash.
Ah.
We don't know that Rick is not short for Derek.
Right.
It's never been explicitly said that it is not the case. So Rick Nash on the right, and on the left, Sven Berchi, because Sven is just European for Steven.
Right.
The guy just took out a couple letters and put it together. Third line is, I believe, Chandler Stevenson. Centering Derek Ryan and Sven Adrigato. Sven again, the European Steven.
Sven Adrigato.
And then a fourth line of...
That sounds like a pasta.
Matt Hendricks. Yeah. If you slow that down, Matt Hendricks. Derek's. Centering Frederick Goudreau. And Steve Bernier.
Nice.
My allowance for whether or not they're an active player
is, Steve Bernier,
is if they played this season, and Steve Bernier has played at least one game this season.
Nice.
Yeah. No way.
I think
the Islanders.
Wow.
I think it was one game. And then on D, I have Derek Pouliot, Derek Englund, Derek Forbort, Steve Johns, Steve Kempfer, yep. and Steven Santini. And then my healthy scratches are Derek Grant, Frederick Gauthier.
Healthy scratches.
And on long-term injured reserve, I have Derek Dorsett. And then in goal, starter Frederick Anderson. Again, you got the Derek in there. And Steve Mason.
Right on.
So that's a full team.
Is there no ultimate Derek Steve name combination?
No.
Like a Steven, apart from Steven Derek Derrickson?
Yeah.
I guess Derek Stepan.
Yeah, Derek Stepan is your...
Derek Stepan.
He's the captain. He's the
that's captain. Why he's your first line center. Yeah.
He's the closest you get to the perfect.
I think Stefan Nosen got snubbed a little bit over Steve Bernier. I feel like Stefan Nosen should have been a team.
Stefan Nosen.
You know, you got to make up those fourth line margins somewhere.
That's true.
Kirk Anderson. Yes,
this is a pretty good team.
Crunch the numbers. It beat my team again as well in fantasy. So.
Wow.
Kirk's team's pretty good. It's pretty similar to what you have. Has a couple other notable exceptions. So his first line is Derek McKenzie, Steven Stamkos, and Derek Ryan. Derek Grant, Derek Stefan, and Stefan Nosen. Third.
Wait, there's a Derek Stefan?
Stefan?
No, Derek Stefan.
Are you just saying it wrong
Stefan
again?
Derek Stefan. How do you say his name? Derek Stefan?
Stepan. There's
Steve.
No H.
Derek, I don't know. You know who... Derek,
Derek Steve.
Steve.
Okay.
Derek Steve.
Moving on.
I think we found the player.
Third line centered by Stephen McCauley, winged by Steve Bernie and Chandler Stevenson. And then fourth line, Derek Roy, Stephen Moses, and Stephen Gionta. D, ooh. Derek Forbort, Stefan Johns, Steven Santini, Derek Pouliot, Steve Kampfer, Steve Oleski. And in goal, Steve Mason and Steve Mikhailik. Guys, I don't know any of these players. Besides, like, obviously Stamkos, McKenzie. I know, like, a couple of them, right? But
I'm going to guess some of those guys didn't play this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, Steve. Yeah.
Dude, what?
Chandler Stevenson is not. Yeah. It's probably also made up. That's a made up name.
But perhaps what we'll do for next segment, maybe mail in or tweet at us what name you think would be the best NHL team to base it off of. Perhaps an Alexander or a Greg.
Oh, like what name would have the best
player? Yeah, what name and, like, I guess deviations of a name with
I think
Thomas.
I think a Pavel would be pretty good.
Again, there's current like players
Paul?
Or all
you get Paul and Pavel.
I'll kind of leave it open because I mean it's a little bit of a harder challenge.
Not sure how many.
You know, Pavels Nick. You know, have. Nick is probably not back. Nick and Nikita.
Nick, Nikita, yeah,
yeah.
Well, send in
Nicholas.
I thought Steve would be pretty good.
Steve, I thought would be better than it.
It's not. It's Stamkos and then like Stamkos. A hard off a cliff.
And I guess Steve Mason. You know, Steve Mason is
has been.
Do you
good.
Think you could do a whole team of Bows?
No.
Dylan, that sounds like
Bo's
you have some homework
no.
to do.
Bo knows.
Bo, yes. Bo's no.
But kind of looking at, I saw Steven Gionta, which kind of reminds me of the Olympics. Did you guys watch?
Hey, did you guys hear?
What?
Brian Gionta got signed?
To the
Bruins,
right?
For $700K.
So did the captain of the Canadian team.
Chris Kelly.
Chris Kelly.
Yeah.
To the Ducks.
Yep.
Right? To the Ducks. Look at that.
And
Olympics.
I think there was one
getting
more.
Some contracts.
And Willie.
No one signed the Germans.
Yeah, Willie Desjardins has not been hired by anyone.
Still.
My God. He was getting slagged for the same thing he got slagged for with the Canucks.
I know, it was so funny.
Which was what, playing Lyndon Bay?
Just rolling. rolling all four lines.
I was
an inability, to
adapt.
Actually coach and adapt. Yeah,
although I will say that
on like fourth line grinders,
that
incredible
that bronze medal game had kind of had the inkling of like, did you watch the guys in Sochi? How like the Americans they lost in the semis and then like just did not show up for the bronze medal game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm really proud of the Canadians that they, like, you know, rallied, and I'm sure they're...
They were like, yeah.
I can't believe we lost
it. Better win something.
Yeah. And you know what? I think that having been, like, in that position as a competitive athlete, like, as a swimmer, like, the amount of times that I would not make finals and have to be in a consolation or B final, it's, like, kind of hard to amp yourself up for that, but...
So you'll be just fine when you miss the playoffs, right?
I mean, you'll get up for the consolation league.
Yeah.
Or the relegation league, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, all my creative rules and stuff like that, I can't wait. Although we'll
you're just creating an environment for yourself to win in.
And watch them still somehow lose.
Oh, I also lose.
Also lose.
I'll perhaps like what I'll do, I'll refocus my attention to the name game and the avatar game throughout the
there you go
the playoffs. Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good. Will you be able to change your name and your avatar during the playoffs? Probably.
I really hope so.
There's no limit.
You can't
on that.
Change your team if you're out, but I don't know if you can change your team name. Yeah, you can't like change your
you
players.
You should be
though.
Able to change your name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you just put in like who you think is going to win as your team names for every round? Just put your like bets for every round in your team name.
Yeah.
$10 on Brock Lobster.
Yeah. $10. Ooh, I can become a bookie. Perhaps I'll set lines.
There you go.
Like Dylan minus.
Who's getting odds? Minus plus 130.
Yeah. We'll set lines and stuff like that, right? Like,
yeah.
Obviously, who'd be the favorite going in here? Probably.
Brent's behind his
right?
1.3 goals against average.
Oh, jeez. So I do not want to
you found
play.
Your calling post-playoffs, or there I guess post-regular season.
I just need to get the week where Vasilevskiy seems to either get like a shutout or give up 6 goals. So yeah. I'm just hoping if I play him to catch that week where he gets lit up a couple of times.
If he keeps on doing those behind-the-back saves
for
on
God's
purpose.
Sake.
Those are so crazy. Those are so awesome.
He did it in the – was it in the shootout?
Yeah.
Yes.
Just the other day?
Guys, do you
that
know
was
how,
incredible.
To give you an idea
I
of
didn't
how,
have, but did you see Kucherov's goal against Holtby a couple of weeks ago?
Man.
Oh my god.
So filthy.
He just like makes eye contact and then just like fiddles his stick around.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, I lost
Holtby's
it. Just kidding.
Amazing. Like, he
was
just, like,
so pissed.
Because it happened already. He's had it happen to
he
him.
He was at the All-Star game. He did the same thing. Yeah.
There he was laughing.
Yeah. Not so funny now.
Not in that game.
Vasilevskiy.
Sorry,
so
for you
good.
Were saying something.
Oh, I was gonna say Vasilevskiy's behind the back saves are so good. Like my friend from work, who like doesn't really follow hockey, like forwarded me a post from World Star Hip Hop about his behind the back save against
guys. They're doing
Kopitar.
That hockey.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Does it have some like? Does it have? Oh, what would it have in the background? Like Panda playing in the background by designer.
Yeah.
Was that racist? I feel like that was racist.
It's only racist if you make it. and we've already, or I try to take a stance that we were the first anti-racist and fantasy hockey podcast, but
Dylan refused to take that stance.
On
defense of racism.
Any other notable highlights from the Olympics, you guys?
Oh, did you guys? Okay, so did you see the Scott Moyer during the Canadian game?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Did I ever?
He was all over.
Okay. Did
and
you
Patrick
see,
Chan just being like, oh, who's
and
this?
The curling team?
Did you
just
see
like,
the German fan during the Germany Olympic athletes
yeah, screaming,
nine! No, I haven't seen that. It seems on Reddit.
It's the German Scott Moyer.
Yeah.
Oh. German Scott Meyer, yeah.
Man.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
How long did you guys kick me out of the chat for?
Oh, this again.
This.
All right.
Just couldn't wait to get back to this, could you?
Gonna,
how long can, do you think it was?
I'm going to ask you a question, Dylan.
Hold on. Before you ask that question, Greg, did you guys watch ski jumping?
No.
It's really fun to watch. Although I feel like the technology's gone too good because nobody wipes out anymore. That or there's just a lot of ski jumping hills.
I mean,
anyways.
They are the best in the world.
Yeah, that's true.
I thought you were going somewhere with that.
No, this is a bit. You'll understand the bit in a second. Go ahead, Greg.
Oh God.
Sorry. Back to my question.
Sorry, Greg. Before you go again, did you guys watch Biathlon?
No.
It's crazy, the yes. sport where you oh, you did.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. How many targets do you think you would hit, like, even just fresh?
I would hit maybe one, but, like, of the person 6 spots to my right.
Right.
Yeah. Just by sheer chance, but also I would hit none of the targets I'm aiming at.
That sounds like me bowling. Anyways, Greg, go ahead.
Is this part of the bit? Is the bit over?
You'll be able to tell.
Okay.
Are you sure?
I really don't know. When did you get...
Sorry, Greg, before you go again, did you guys watch... I'm kidding. Greg, go ahead.
I now get the bit.
Yeah.
When did you get added to the new chat, Dylan?
Today at today? Like noon?
Okay, so you were out of it for just under 48 hours.
The chat was created.
No, it couldn't have been 48 hours.
It was
the
created
chat was created
Friday
at 2:45 on Friday. I just scrolled back to the
it
first
was created
message.
On Friday?
Yeah.
At 2:45. Yeah. And there
so,
was,
okay, but there, Megan sent a message to that chat like yesterday about the Canucks being back.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah.
No, shit, that was 2 days ago.
Yep.
Yes, our radio silence of the original chat was not immediately implemented.
I thought that it was a little quiet.
So just
and get, so again, yeah. Why did you kick me out?
Oh, you had too much power.
We didn't get
yeah,
kicked
yeah,
out.
You weren't kicked out
we
of anything.
Made a
we
chat
just made a new,
you weren't invited.
You guys
to.
Made a parallel chat.
It's like there was a country, and then you guys just moved 1 inch
we
to
defected.
The right, and we're like, we have made a country, and it's the same country. It's just 1 inch to the right.
Yeah, and you're not invited.
Okay.
To our country.
Does someone want to give us a quick rundown of what happened here? Like, why do we have another chat all of a sudden?
I believe there was offense taken to how Dylan was wielding his ban hammer.
Yes.
I only ever kick one person. Two. It's either Nick and sometimes Greg.
Yeah.
So Steven, ever the politician, wanted to create a set of circumstances where he can create a group where there's two admins. And
well, here's what he did.
People.
He created a new group where you weren't an admin. That was the whole point, where we couldn't take away your admin status of the original group. So Steven created a parallel group where you wouldn't be an admin. He then made me an admin, I guess because I'm the commissioner. And also he later said that he didn't want to be the one wielding the power as killing the king and then also dictating the new country. He put it better because he knows those things.
He knows words
anyway,
more.
So he gave me admin power as well so that I may spread it amongst all the other lowly peasants in the chat.
And you've yet to do that.
Long story short,
you've yet to.
We invited you back in. You know, there we go.
I was, guys, you have no idea how we were having legitimate
I want to see the screen. Can you export the chat? I just want to see it.
Oh,
it's all I just want to see
that.
The chat.
Bad.
No, I do.
No, mean things were said. You don't need that in your life.
Well,
happy thoughts.
He will like Fergie more. Fergie was all about like,
oh,
I can't,
boy.
I have to tell Dylan.
He was going to crack.
He was the first to crack.
Yeah. I was pretty close. I couldn't take it anymore, and Dylan was kept messaging the other group, so I propose we all use the cricket emoji. thought it was the best way of like acknowledging your present, but also being to the silence
mm-hmm.
to the silence bit. So
I thought you were commenting on Megan's like comment about the Canucks being bad.
Oh
no!
But apparently it was a day late.
Wait, they're so bad they're a cricket? Is that a thing?
Well, she said something,
well, no,
and then nobody
said
anything
oh,
like
okay.
for hours.
Fair enough. Yeah, I think I don't know.
Anyway,
I'm glad
look,
I'm
we've
back.
Got
Dylan.
A,
I missed you.
We've got a nice new chat.
Yeah,
it's
crazy.
Got very benevolent leaders now, so that's a nice change. And everyone,
how is that any different?
Everyone's a new color that we have to get used to, so that's great.
That's
the worst thing. Can you admin change our colors?
If anyone knows how to change the colors for people's names in WhatsApp, tweet us,
I hate
please.
It.
Everyone is fucking different now.
At St. Louis Shoes.
Oh. At St. Louis. What I will say is, it'd be crazy if we like created a different group without Dylan, right? Like if that.
What
existed?
If I created another group?
Okay, with who?
I don't know.
It's a secret.
Myself.
Here's what we're gonna do: we're gonna create 14 different chats, and each of them will have one member of this fantasy hockey squad left.
We're
out.
Gonna create 14 factorial chats, and every single combination of people will be in a chat.
Dang,
it's the same combination every time. There's
no
people.
Like one will have 13 people, yeah. Then one will have 12 people without two yeah. people.
Like there will be 14 chats with just one person in them.
Yes, at the end, so that I don't know what 14 factorial is, but it's like an insane.
It's big.
Number. It's a very large number.
It's Google, factorial. I think. I think the number is Google.
A Googleplex.
It's 87,178,291,200.
Yeah, I just looked it up too.
Okay, yeah. I call not doing that. That seems like a lot of work.
No,
and I will
you.
Be the admin of all 87 billion groups.
How
now
can you admin
you?
A chat where it's just me?
Damn it.
No, you can do that. I've done that in WhatsApp.
You've admin the chat that's somebody else, just one other person.
When the admin. Yeah, so when somebody leaves the group and they're the admin, you can become the admin and you can.
Yeah, but they're not in the group.
No. But like, once you're admin, you can remove people from the group.
But if you,
I think the philosophical question is: can you be admin of a group you are not in?
You're not in.
No,
yeah, and the group is only one other person.
No, like
that seems like a weird like.
You can have
power.
A group of
one. Possible.
You can have you can have a chat thread with yourself. I just.
Yeah,
that I can tell.
But you, but like, if Dylan is in one by himself, I can't be admin of Dylan's group by himself.
Oh, I
you
guess
can't,
you
I can't
that.
Even make that group. It's a
epistemological
mind. It's just a mind experiment.
If someone types in a chat in the forest, no
but
one
no one's here to see it.
Does that chat really exist?
Steve, help us! We've gone down to a rabbit hole.
Steve does have a
hi. Steve here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Quick, get Mike Bobcock on.
Bobcock?
Bobcock.
Bobcat?
Bobcat Goldthwait.
Bobcock.
Goldthwait. Holy shit. All
right.
So, speaking of Mike Babcock, I was kind of browsing Twitter the other day. Oh, no, Instagram. And Scott Moore and Tessa Virtue, Canada Sweethearts, were on Jay and Dan's Sports Center, and they were saying how they had phoned Mike Babcock had phoned them. So I can only assume that Mike Babcock has the phone number of every single Olympian.
He got them all when they were in Vancouver.
Right.
He just like collected everybody's phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So I
propose we hack his iCloud account.
Ooh.
I would like to listen to all these interactions he's obviously having. Wishing good luck on all the Olympic athletes.
have any more recordings, unfortunately.
But one thing that I did think would be kind of fun was I was looking at NHL.com, and they have like a kind of a section of the news called Short Shifts, which is, I think, very similar to our own poking fun of like media news stories. But it said, Possum's best friend, two-year-old dog Copper, attends Bruins practice, and says parents takes Pooch on 90-minute drive from Red Deer, defenseman's hometown, and it's just there's a picture of Paul Possum of the Bruins with a dog on the ice, which I think
is it the cutest thing you've ever seen.
It is so cool, so cute. So that kind of leads me to my next question. What animal do you think would be best to play in the NHL? And would...
An elephant.
An elephant.
Oh,
why?
Sorry. Too quick?
No, I gotta go cheetah. I want the speed. It's a speed league. You know, you need speed skill.
A cheetah.
Is there more to this question, or should we just start yelling?
I'm going to go with an eagle.
Okay. So,
what?
Are you allowed to... Wait.
There's nothing in the rule book that says an eagle can't play hockey.
But he's always offside. His skates aren't on the ice.
No, this is
hey!
No. Not if the puck beats him in.
So the second part of this question is, I wanted to do a Mike Babcock phone call with an animal he's coaching.
Brilliant.
So we need to choose one of the animals. The elephant I would be interested in doing. I will gladly play the elephant. Dylan, who would you like to play? Okay, so
this is a real recording. We're not playing anybody.
Okay, so here's the situation. So we're all on, not we, but the animals and what team does he coach? Okay, the Maple Leafs are on the bench and they're down by one with 30 seconds to go. The goalie's pulled, and it's a timeout's called. And in the huddle, there's only three players. Okay. It's Austin Matthews, Jake Muzzin, and an elephant.
Jake Muzzin.
Jake Muzzin.
Wait, he doesn't play. What? Oh, guys, it's trade deadline. I don't know if you know this, but Jake Muzzin could get traded.
It's sorry, Austin Jake Matthews. I say Jake Muzzin and an elephant. Wait, no, Jake Muzzin's on the ice.
Sorry, Jake Gardner. Gardner.
Jake Gardner,
like the shampoo.
Jake Gardner, Austin Matthews,
Jacques Garnier,
and an elephant are on the ice for the final 30 seconds of time.
Austin Matthews, Jake Gardner, and an elephant walk into a bar.
Okay, so here's a recording.
I don't want to do this.
Okay, so obviously this doesn't exist. So Dylan, you will be playing Mike Babcock. Derek, you'll be Austin Matthews. Greg, you'll be Jake Gardner.
I'm Jacques
and I'll
Gardner.
Be the elephant. Okay.
And right. Fergie's the elephant.
And I'll be the elephant.
Okay.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1.
All right, boys. We need you guys out there for this last minute. I'm gonna put Matthews, you're out there.
Hey, coach. Where am I going?
Jake Gagne, how's your hair?
Hey, he's okay.
Okay.
And maybe Dumbo, how are you doing out there, Dumbo? Yeah, take these smelling salts and we'll get you out on the ice.
Okay.
Coach, what play are we going to do?
Now, don't touch anyone else's trunks out there, okay? Just touch your own trunks.
Okay.
Worry about your own trunks.
Oh, is Joe Thornton on the team?
Oh, because okay, he's going was... take it out and stroke it?
All right, and that was Mike Babcock coaching Austin Matthews, Jake Gardner, and an elephant.
What inspired segment.
And there you go. That was the worst improv.
Well, no. The Steve worst improv would have been Jake Gardner takes a gun out and just shoots everyone. And that's the end.
He whispered in my ear, I have a gun.
It was the elephant all along. Okay.
Fergie, just so I can clarify something. Can you do an impression of an elephant again?
I couldn't really hear you. Would happen. Oh my gosh. I really wanted to do this.
Go ahead, do it. No, go ahead.
Okay, and we have that recorded for the soundboard for next week, correct?
We do. We got a clean take.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I'll test it out at church. Okay. I think that's it. I was going to say, do we have anything else we need to talk about here today?
Tweet us at St. Louis Shoes. Yeah. Email us.
yellowbag@stlouisshoes.com. Derek or Greg, do you guys have anything to plug for the week?
Greg, what's your new address of the house that's being built?
The new address? It's 2505 Wanacott Loop, Southwest Edmonton. I don't have a postal code yet.
Are you registered?
If you're feeling frisky, send your Amazon packages to Greg's new house.
Yeah, I'm...
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm in my new house.
Oh, yeah, Derek's got his new place.
Wow.
Derek, how many bathrooms do you have?
2.5. I'm by my powder room, ooh, you know, for all my powdering.
Derek, can I set a challenge for you for next week?
Sure.
Try and take a poop in all three toilets.
Simultaneously.
At the same time.
Oh, the poor
no,
carpets.
Like just, you know, one stream. You can just cut it off in each toilet.
Just a tight pinch.
Just a, and then get up and run to the next one.
I can buy Depends from work, you know.
Yeah, so definitely tweet at us or email us your all name team. Once again, that's just one name with deviations of that name. But we'll see you guys next week. We'll be talking about, I guess, our fantasy playoffs picture will be a little more clear.
Deadline moves.
Yeah, maybe Erik Karlsson will be traded. Who knows? Maybe Jake Muzzin will be traded.
Maybe the elephant will be traded to the Maple Leafs.
It's the trade deadline. Anything can happen. But as always, that's been another episode of the Winter's Coming Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Do 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 do. Do 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 do
do do do.
McDonald being taken in an ambulance.
He is conscious.
Yeah.
You can see the eyes open. Oh, look at that! Oh my goodness! Oh, I can't believe we just saw that. They dropped. That was live in the tunnel. They just dropped the stretcher.